This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, folks. About once a month, we get to check in with the Lieutenant Governor of the state of Louisiana, Billy Nungesser, and he joins us this morning. Billy, welcome to the show.
Good to be with you, Newell.
Billy, I know that you just came back from overseas on a number of initiatives in order to improve tourism. Give us a little state of the state of what happened.
Yeah, this was our third mission to of the federal money. We got $300,000 a year for the next 3 years to go to three new international markets, Italy, Spain, and India. And this was our third initial trip to India. India has the number two international travels to America. It's a huge population, great new market for us. The wealth there is growing, so more people are traveling. And we had a great trip with all the travel agents and travel writers. And, you know, we brought a great team from Louisiana. We partnered with New Orleans and Company and Baton Rouge. We had a great team, the coastal communities along the coast. We represented all of Louisiana and really feel like the spicy food of Louisiana fits well with the spicy food there. As a matter of fact, you know, we always bring Louisiana hot sauces, Tabasco and Crystal. Well, they love Eagle hot sauce out of New Orleans. I had never heard of it, so I had to come back and get me a bottle of Eagle hot sauce. but that's a very popular hot sauce in India and Dubai, Eagle hot sauce. Go figure.
Yeah. It's funny how you come across these little tidbits about where you live and you've never heard of it, because that's happened to me just recently on a trip that I went out of town on. You know, it's kind of, you got to love those moments, though, right?
Yep.
So, Billy, you come back. I know the governor's been beating the bushes around the state of Louisiana, advocating on behalf of his tax plan. I believe, if my memory serves me correct, you have some dedicated dollars to your office for your funding. Is that correct?
Yeah, we actually met with some of the governor's team the day before yesterday, and got a whole booklet on everything he's proposing. I haven't gone through it all. The one concern we brought up right off the bat was the 0.03 cents of sales tax dedicated fund to tourism that we get to promote tourism all over the world. And we talked about how important that dedicated fund was, simply because we have to plan several years out. You know, the Congre in Canada, which is a big thing we do every 5 years, which is our biggest international market. If we've got to go back to the legislature every year to fight for tourism money, that could be a problem. You know, Colorado got rid of the tourism dollars 1 year because they had a tight budget and tourists don't vote, so it was an easy thing to wipe out. They still have not recovered from losing their tourism money that 1 year. And, you know, I like to remind everyone, prior to COVID, tourism was the number four industry in Louisiana, employing over 250,000 people, brought in $1.9 billion that year. That's over $1,100 for Louisiana family. We're going to be close to breaking a record this year with the Super Bowl. And it's an economic engine for Louisiana. It reaches every community. So we surely want to keep our name in front of everybody around the world and keep, you know, and we get competition from every state.
So obviously it's a very complex issue. I had the governor on the other day. There's a lot of stuff that still hadn't, the details hadn't been revealed. You probably know more than what's been revealed to the media. Were they receptive to your concerns?
Oh, absolutely. You know, one thing I will tell you, you know, I applaud the governor for, I think eventually we've got to get rid of income tax to be competitive. You got to look at what your neighbors are doing and be competitive. A lot of the wealthy people, when they're selling their company, they move to Florida, Texas, because they don't have to pay income tax. So I applaud the efforts to restructure the tax thing. It's way overdue. We just want to make sure we analyze what we're changing to make sure the long-term effects. And of course, one of them is the film tax credit. You know, we were the first state to do it. Since then, 34 states have done it. We got rid of it 1 year because it was unlimited and it was truly out of control, the amount we were spending on it. And the legislature came back. We did a study. The tourism office did a study to show the impact of the film industry. And it had over $1 billion economic impact. That study showed that 9% of everyone that comes to Louisiana is heavily influenced by a TV show or movie. So the next year, the legislature put it in with a cap. And, you know, Georgia, that year we were out of it, Georgia took all that business. Now, they don't have a cap. And I spoke to that lieutenant governor. It's going to break that state if they don't put a cap. So they may end it because it's out of control in Georgia. But I think a reasonable amount funded each year to keep those films coming here, it's absolutely has some value because 34 other states wouldn't have done it if it didn't. And it started here in Louisiana.
Yeah, obviously, I mean, it's a little bit of a carrot, right? And there's a bunch of different nuances. And to completely abandon it, I guess we've quantified what the revenue means. I know that we have. How do we replace that? How do we anticipate replacing that? I mean, I think that's the issue that a lot of folks are trying to figure out, whether or not these measures are revenue neutral, right?
Yeah. You know, and one of the things, you know, Newell, I've been talking about this for years. My father and Treen had proposed this quail tax, and it stood for something. I can't remember what the letter stood for. But it was 50 cents a barrel oil and 0.003 cents processed fuels. And back then, I think it would have brought in 40 to 60 billion. If you included LNG, it probably would be over 100 billion today. And you know, Steve Scalise keeps saying, I'm going to get more offshore revenue for Louisiana because they're using our roads. We breathe in the air. The federal government ain't never given us more offshore revenue. So wouldn't it be fair to take a user fee for that, and it would fix all our problems? We could pay our teachers, our police $100,000 a year, fund all of the need projects around the state, get rid of income tax. And you know, I just got back from Dubai. They spent so much money building these islands, creating that city as a tourist attraction with all the money they got, and now tourism is off the charts there because of what they've created. But this thing, you know, you look at it, you know the lobbyists are going to fight it. But if you look at John Bell gave local government the authority to take that 10-year exemption away. I believe Plaquemines Parish took it away. That ConocoPhillips refinery shut down. I don't know if that's the only reason. But we could actually give them the land free forever and subsidize local government for the loss in taxes if they give us this user fee. And back when Treen proposed it, they hadn't figured it out yet, but we couldn't exempt Louisiana residents, but we could give a rebate check to every Louisiana resident for the increase, because I think 90% of that leaves the state. But every Louisiana resident could get a check every year like they do in Alaska. That ought to help people move back to Louisiana if they're getting a rebate check.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Absolutely. I mean, it would seem to me that all of these options would be on the table. It'll be interesting to see where this lands, right? As more and more details are provided, I think a lot of folks are very nervous, again, whether or not they're going to be revenue neutral. I think everyone would love to minimize and ultimately eliminate state income tax, because I, like others, believe that you want to have that competitive advantage, or at least a level of playing field with those that have already accomplished same. But it's the devils are in the details always as to how this is going to play out. Folks are still kind of evaluating. I talked to a number of school board members in multiple parishes who still hadn't figured out whether or not it's a win-win for them or a break-even or otherwise. So it will be interesting to see where this goes. You guys had your Keep Louisiana Beautiful State Conference. I know there were a bunch of Everyday Hero Award recipients for 2024. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, we actually, next week, we're having our conference in. We did give out a bunch of awards around the state because people can't make the conference. But we want to highlight those elected officials, those individuals, those groups that are going beyond the call of duty as we work towards a clean Louisiana. We will be kicking off some litter summits in each region of the state to work with them on making sure our grant programs are fitting their needs. DOTD has been working with us on a plan to get local governments the money for cleaning up, cutting the grass on state highways. They are looking at a pilot program for a company to do the interstates where we can monitor and make sure they're doing their work. Wildlife Fishery has worked with us on a new hotline where you can call in and report people at litter and they'll get a ticket in the mail. And, you know, only about 20% or less than 20% of people actually litter. And the one way to stop littering is if you ever pick up litter for a day or you get a ticket for littering, you're a lot less likely to litter a second time. And that's one way we can start cutting down on litter. We're working with DEQ on these tire dumps and doing more enforcement. And I applaud all of the departments in the governor's team that have really stepped up. And the governor kept that task force alive that was put in place by the last governor. And we'll be meeting with the task force to start making sure we're doing all we can to keep our foot on the gas till we have a clean Louisiana.
Do you feel momentum building, Billy?
Absolutely. You know, when I asked the legislature to move Keep Louisiana Beautiful into my office 2 years ago. That year we had 48 groups that cleaned up Louisiana during Love the Boot Week. This last year we had, I think, over 800 groups. And wow. In every parish, for the second time, 2 years in a row, every parish had groups. We had over 100 schools, 14 universities, faith-based groups, individuals. And a lot of those groups don't just do it during Love the Boot Week. They're out there every, like in Tiger Town, they're out there every Saturday with a group. So, you know, as dirty as the highways are, the more people litter. If you see a clean highway, you're less likely to litter. So it takes a lot of effort to keep cleaning up. But I do see an impact. I do see the state cleaner. We've got a lot of work to do in some of these areas that don't have trash service to the rural areas, and getting dump sites established so people aren't dumping it on the side of the road. Our sheriffs have done an incredible job. We actually bought 8 vans with a grant so the sheriffs can take work release prisoners out there to clean up the roads. And they have really stepped up to the plate in every parish. So we're seeing that momentum that we got to keep it going. The employees that we used to give money to, the nonprofit Keep Louisiana Beautiful, those passionate ladies are now state employees working directly under my office. We have a nonprofit that raises money for grants. That we have a lot of great partners like Coca-Cola that have contributed a lot of money. They're doing some great things with recycling. So we get in a lot of good corporate partners. I'm talking to Walgreens and Home Depot about putting garbage cans back in the parking lot and emptying them. Cracker Barrel is the only corporate that puts garbage cans all over their parking lot and empties them every day and keeps their parking lot clean. We need every strip mall and every business to put garbage cans back in the parking lot and empty them, because you will throw it in a garbage can if it's convenient rather than on the street. And so those are all things we're working on. And we're also speaking in all the schools, Leaders Against Litter. I ask every elected official, I go speak in the schools and tell kids to tell your parents don't litter. You can be a good influence and really change that. And Representative Ilg, who coaches Little League, makes his boys clean up the parking lot before practice and after practice. And it teaches kids the respect for littering, and that's something we can do in helping change the culture.
I love that practice. Remind me, are you promoting a book festival right now as well?
Yeah, we have. Actually, that book fest over the last several years, it has grown to one of the best book fests. I think we were named in the top 5 in the country. And it's all Louisiana writers. They get a chance to sign autographs, promote it. And actually, we're highlighting Steve Gleason's book. He'll be there this year. It's November 2nd in Baton Rouge. I'll be kicking it off at 9 a.m. in the morning. And then there's things for the kids. There's children's books. But it's a great chance to meet the authors, all the great authors from Louisiana that write books, and you can meet with them. They sign autograph copies for you. And it's become more and more of a special event. We have a stage with entertainment. So it's right there at the state capitol. And it's really a fun day to get out and support some of our local writers in Louisiana.
Final thoughts?
I'm encouraged by the efforts by the legislature and the governor to rework this tax structure. And in my meetings, I was very encouraged about their concerns for looking at everything and making sure we do little harm to any of these special groups that have brought people to Louisiana, and look forward to working with the legislators to do the right thing. And I feel good about what we're going to be able to do here in Louisiana this year. And surely with the Super Bowl coming, we're going to have a great year in tourism.
Absolutely. And as always, we thank you. We know you're very busy. We appreciate your time, your insight. Have a great weekend. You going to the Saints game this evening?
No, I'm not. I'm working this evening, so I'll be at home watching it after I have some meetings this evening.
All
Go
right.
Saints.
Absolutely. The Lieutenant Governor of the state of Louisiana, Billy Nungesser. We will be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.